Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music.
You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go! All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is your girl, Prophetess Sherita Furlow of Holy Talk Broadcast, Great Awakening Christian Radio, that is. Holy Talk Broadcast airs daily right here at gabradio.org. Don't forget to submit your prayer request at gabradio36@gmail.com. And sow a seed into our radio ministry at gabradio.org and click on the top right donate button. Let us know you love us. Let us know you're listening. I appreciate all of our listeners. We can see you, and we appreciate your support. Now, let's dive in on today's topic. Today's topic is feeling left out, feeling left out. Now, how many of you, and this is just a discussion, we're going to try to make it just a discussion, but y'all know here on Radio Talk, sometimes the preaching anointing comes out, and we just got to flow with God. But we're going to talk about and discuss this today, because it's about 12 a.m. Eastern time here in Florida. So let's dig in. Feeling left out, okay, which basically is related to feelings of loneliness, isolation, or rejection. Feeling left out is an awareness, okay, either real or imagined. Remember the Bible say, cast down vain imagination or anything that exalts itself against the knowledge and will of God. Sometimes we're feeling left out. It's based on our own insecurities and based on our own negative thoughts. Other times, you might be picking up discernment for real that people are trying to look over you and leave you out on purpose. So there are cases where discernment will kick in and let you know, like, wow, they saw you, but they just don't care for you. So therefore, you feel that rejection or you feel like you're being left out. And a lot of times, just because you feel rejection, don't mean you're rejected. Let me say that again. A lot of times you might feel the spirit of rejection, but that doesn't mean you're going through, you're being rejected or you're dealing with that spirit. You might just be picking up an evil force in the air that's trying to bounce off, you know, bouncing your spirit or trying to manipulate you or trying to control you into basically trying to pull you in. Lure you into that spirit of rejection. And so we have to be careful when we have discernment that we don't allow what we pick up to control our mindset, to control our thinking, to control our spirit. Amen. We got to keep a guard over our hearts, our spirits, our minds, our soul. We got to keep a guard. Now, how do we keep a guard? Of course, that is through the Word of God. That's it teaches us how to guard our heart. Amen. If it's not like God, guess what? You reject it. If it's not to remind you of the Holy Spirit and how it flows, that's why we have to have a pure relationship with God and a real relationship with God, because when we get a real relationship with God, we learn His ways and we learn how He flows. We learn everything about God. And so when something comes as a counterfeit, guess what? You're able to spot it, pick it up, and reject it. You're not rejecting the person, but you're rejecting the evil spirits. So let's just dig in. So we know that related to feelings of loneliness, isolation, or rejection, feeling left out, Jesus sometimes felt left out too. So He knows how it feels. So Jesus knows how it feels. Amen. Jesus knows how it feels to be left out. People looked over Him all the time. See, a lot of times people like to make you feel like you are nobody just because you're not popular or because people leave you out. They know you exist. They know your name. They know you're powerful, but they like to leave you out. They want to put you on the shelf. Glory to God. But then guess what? Don't you know that the last shall be first? Don't you know that those in the back, God is pulling them to the front, and He's moving those out the way that's in the way? So they think they're doing you a favor when they look over you, when they try to make you feel left out. You know, you got some people, if you're not in their clique, you're not invited. Uh-oh. We're just going to let that sit. if you're not in their clique or cult, I call it a cult because if it was of God, you will be invited, or you will be, you will be invited because God don't reject nobody, right? So it's pretty much a cult, a religious cult. Cliques are pretty much close, but that's not the topic. We're not going to get into cliques. But Jesus sometimes felt left out too. Luke 23:49, Jesus saw his friends and disciples standing afar off as he died on the cross. And all his acquaintances and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. John 16:32, behold, the hour cometh. Ye is now come that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. So just because you feel alone, just because you left out, if you got the Holy Spirit, guess what? You're not alone. If you got the Holy Spirit living inside of you, guess what? He said he'll never leave you or forsake you. And I know, you know, we living in a society where nobody wants to be alone. Nobody wants to go out to eat by themselves. Nobody don't want to go shopping by themselves. Nobody don't want to, you know, people want to feel a part of something. People gravitate to people. But I don't try to I never was a follower. I gravitate to the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to tell you something else. Who else gravitate to people? Terrorists. They gravitate to people too. So a lot of times we try to run with the crowd, but you're not even asking God, is this where I need to be? You may be running into a doggone, you don't know what you're running into, but because you want to run, rip and run and rip and run, you don't know what, you're running around with your head chopped off and you're out the will of God. And so we have to ask God to lead us and guide us. Amen. We shouldn't be so quick to jump and move just because we feel left out. Amen. We got to be led by the Spirit of God. Feeling left out can drive us closer to the Lord and help us appreciate his love and fellowship. That's point number two. Feeling left out can drive us closer to the Lord and help us appreciate his love and fellowship. Now, those of you with the Holy Spirit, you're going to love this, because if you ever felt left out, maybe somebody didn't want to invite you to something. Maybe somebody didn't want to be your friend. Maybe whatever the case may be. You can cast your cares on God. And you don't want to use God as a back burner either. You want to always have a open communication with God. But a lot of times God allows these things to happen to us so that we can pull on his anointing and pull on his presence and pull on him and rest in his love and rest in his joy and rest in his peace and worship him and adore him, because God wants to know that you're loved. You may not be accepted by man, but you are accepted by God because you received his son Jesus. You receive everlasting life. So now God is obligated to rock you and hold you and be a mother to the motherless and be a father to the fatherless. He don't want you to feel lonely. And although that's a natural feeling for in the flesh or in this life, we got to develop a habit and develop a commitment with God and say, Lord, forgive me for looking over you. A lot of times we look over God. Don't you know he feels left out too? When we choose Facebook over prayer time, when we choose other things that we should not be doing over God's time, don't you know God feels how you think he feels? So we need to treat God the way we feel. We need to treat people or treat God the way we want to be treated. If we don't want to feel left out, then why we make God feel left out? And I'm guilty of it. When people wake up early in the morning, that's the first thing they do is jump on Facebook or jump on social media. We all guilty of it. Instead of jumping in prayer, instead of jumping in the Word of God or whatever, the first thing we look at is what messages we got. And we got to get out of that. We can't make social media our God. Amen, glory to God. We have to ask for forgiveness for putting things before God. God feels left out. And we need to seek him first and his righteousness. And all these things will be added. to our life. Amen? Matthew 28:20, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. We know that Jesus will never leave us. The Holy Spirit will never leave us or forsake us. Feeling left out can sometimes help us learn compassion for others who have the same trials. The Holy Spirit been dealing with me about people who are lonely and people who are not popular. God been showing me. I can see that spirit on people because I know how it feels to be rejected and looked over because prophets were misunderstood. So God has given me an anointing to spot those kind of people, to show love. So anytime you're feeling left out, and that's why I like helping the homeless, because there's an anointing on my life to help people who are broken and help people who are looked over and help people who people don't care about. That's the compassion of the Holy Spirit. That is God. And when you get to a place where you think you're better than people, you don't have the Holy Spirit. You got a demon. When you get to a place where you think you're better than people, you don't have the Holy Spirit. You have a demon. Glory to God. But feeling left out can sometimes help us learn compassion for others who have the same problems and the same issues. 2 Corinthians 1:4, God comfort us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So have you ever heard of, oh, when I encourage you, I'm actually encouraging myself? Have you ever heard people say that? Because when we pour back into people, God pour back a double portion unto us. Don't you know that? When you give, you shall receive. Glory to God. That's just not all the time money. That's the supernatural manifestation of God. Peace, love, joy. That's the Holy Spirit. So when you, whatever you give, God will give you a double portion. If you give joy, guess what? You're going to reap joy. If you give love, guess what? You're going to reap love and more of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you give, you shall receive. That's spiritual, not natural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you can always tell those that are natural-minded because they always try to apply that to money. We're not going to get into that today. But feeling left out can sometimes help us learn compassion for others who have the same trial. You're not the only one in your boat. See, the devil loves to make you feel like you're the only one going through what you're going through. When he knows good well, there's a millions and millions and millions and millions of people in the world that's going through the same thing. That's why he don't want people to come together. That's why he hates unity, because he know when people come together, they'll become like-minded, and we'll realize that we all got a lot in common. Why we fight one another, why we divide it, when we all can help strengthen one another. That's why iron sharpens iron. Glory to God. Because when you share your testimony, I get strengthened. When I share my testimony, you get strengthened. Glory to God. But if the devil can keep us divided and alone out on an island, a spiritual island by ourselves, guess what happened? That's how he going to try to get you when you're by yourself. Because he knows there's power in numbers. Glory to God. Ask God to send you the right people in your life. Pray for kingdom connections. We need one another. Feelings of being left out are often exaggerated by the enemy. So a lot of times, people ain't even studying you. They ain't even thinking nothing about you. And you feel like, oh, I got left out. I didn't get an invite. They weren't even thinking nothing about you. Oh, I didn't get an invite. They didn't invite me to this. They didn't invite me to that. You know, now these days, it's the Facebook generation. People tag. People may not have all day long to tag people. You can tag 100 people, then after you tag 100 people on Facebook, you can't tag nobody else. Amen. So we got to learn to stop taking things personal. Sometimes people ain't even thinking about you because you may not be their pick. So you just got to say, okay, well, when you put yourself in that situation, if you had a birthday party, would you invite them? Are they really in your spirit like that? Are you really connected to them like that? A lot of times people get mad and acting a fool over things that don't even make sense. Like, you ain't talked to them in 2 years, but you mad because they didn't invite you to a church event? It's just the stuff that the devil put in people's head to keep mess going. We got to be careful that we don't become instruments for the devil. So feeling left out can sometimes help us learn compassion for others who have the same trial. We said that earlier. And feelings of being left out are often exaggerated by the enemy. He's putting those negative thoughts in your spirit. Amen. The Bible said, love them that persecute you. Pray for them that despitefully misuse you. Who cares if they left you out? How did God leave you out? Did He leave you? Did He put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? So what you worry about it for? You saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. So why do you care if somebody leave you out? You need to be worried about if your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and if you're gonna make it to heaven, and if you're gonna get left out of hell. I mean, left out of heaven. You don't want to go to hell. But people don't talk about hell no more. That's a curse word in the church. And people run from your ministry in a heartbeat when you talk about hell. But it's the truth. The truth is, you need to get aggravated the same way you get mad when they don't invite you to their events, when they don't invite you to speak or be on their speaker events. You just need to say, Lord, I just thank God that I'm invited in heaven. I just thank God that I have a seat in the kingdom. I just thank God that I'm a part of that number. I just thank God that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. See, we got to get more spiritual than some of these demons that's operating in these churches. But you so carnal that you ain't no earthly good, that you ain't no spiritually good because you so carnal. God can't do nothing with you because you too carnal. And they got a new thing now saying that, oh, you ain't no earthly good because you're too spiritual. The devil is a liar. The Bible says, set not your affections on things of this world. Now, why you going around believing this quote that say you are so earthly minded, you're so spiritual minded, you're no earthly good? That's a demonic saying that the church have caught on to. And I'm like, are these people stupid? Do they really think that you're so spiritual-minded that you're no earthly good? And the Bible say that we don't supposed to have no indulgence in this world, be in the world, but not of the world. You preaching a compromising gospel. And then wonder why people are not getting saved and delivered and set free. And wonder why the world, all we doing is laying hands on each other. The same people every year get, every Sunday getting delivered. When nobody is compelling the people to come in. Because there's no light shining. Because we leave those sinners out. How you think the sinners feel? They want somebody to come see about them. They want somebody to go in the crack house. They want somebody to check on them in the jailhouse. They want somebody to go to the hospital. They want somebody to go to the nursing home. But what the church do? Oh, I'm on the Lord's side now. I don't have to do anything. They need to come to church. Well, the Bible says, go out into the world and preach the gospel. So the world feels left out because we don't have the love and the compassion that God is requiring for us to have for the world. Amen. Because we're spiritually lazy and don't want to do nothing. Oh, well, them people ain't thinking about getting saved. Them people don't want God. So move on to the next person. If one rejected, move to the next one. Don't you know how many people's in the world? You got enough people to go through until Jesus comes. That's how many people's in the world. So we all here without excuse. You got people in Walmart you pass by every day. You got people at your job that don't even know you saved and that you got the Holy Ghost. So you say. So we got to be careful about leaving people out. The Bible says it is His will that any should not perish, but everybody come into the knowledge of the truth of who Jesus really is. It's not my will that anybody should perish.
but have everlasting life. He wants us to have everlasting life. That's not, he didn't come to save the saints. He came to save the lost. So sometimes it's simple. A matter of needing to communicate our feelings to others involved. Let's move on to the next topic because I don't want to gear off. Sometimes it's simply a matter of needing to communicate our feelings to others involved. Sometimes we just got to talk it out. Sometimes a person ain't even thinking nothing about you and you taking things personal. Some stuff is your own personal problems and you taking it out on other people. We got to come, he that is spiritual got to come together and talk this stuff out when we have offenses. Amen? You just need to communicate your feelings and find out the problem and find out what's really going on before you jump to conclusions. Again, like we said earlier, a lot of times the enemy is over-exaggerating things in our head that God is not even saying. It is only from the enemy. Point number six, sometimes we may alienate ourselves from others by our own mistakes and sins. So sometimes people will alienate their own self. They'll separate their own self because they feel guilty. They'll separate their own selves because they feel guilty because they've been doing something they know they don't have no business doing. They know they're preaching, but you still sinning. They know, you know, we all have sin to come short, but you made a habit out of sinning. Sinning has become a talent. Then you know when sinning is a talent, you don't want God. You need to sit whatever you're doing down and get delivered because we have to be ministering the gospel with clean hands. Now, we're going to have some things that pop up in our lives where we may fall, but we'll get back up again. Why? Because we love God. You don't stay right there in a pig mud pen. But you get up. You don't stay in that quicksand because the quicksand going to pull you down. But you got to get up. How are you going to get up from that mistake or from that sin? You're going to ask God to forgive you. You're going to grab a hold to the Word of God. You're going to gravitate to the Word of God. He's going to pull you out of that mud, that spiritual mud. And he's going to tell you to take up your bed and walk and live. Because he said, if any man be in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things have passed away. So we no longer should be thinking the old way anymore. Now all things have become new. Now we have a new mind. We don't supposed to be. Now we get offended by every little thing. We take offense. And then call it discernment. Well, that's discernment. No, that you just easily offended. And that's another thing. A lot of us, we have the gift of discernment, but don't allow your discernment to get you offended. God will show us for us to pray, but don't take it personal. When God show you something about somebody, don't take it personal, but pray. When God show you something about somebody that you don't want to hear, don't take it personal, don't get offended, but pray. Because God is not telling you to offend you. He's telling you so you can pray and so you can be aware of the enemy's devices. So don't forget, anytime you're having problems with your family, your friends, your coworkers, or whoever, sometimes it's simply a matter of needing to communicate your feelings so you don't have bad energy. Offenses bring bad energy. Bad energy brings spirits and evil spirits. Offense is a door opener for the enemy to come in and destroy your marriage, destroy your ministry, destroy your whatever you're trying to do for God, the devil can destroy because an offense came in. And the offense gives the devil permission to divide. Offense gives the enemy permission to come in and divide whatever you're doing. So we got to be careful that we're not so easily offended. We got to ask God because everything is not about you. Everything is not about us. Now, a lot of you get attacked for real. A lot of you get attacked by evil spirits, but every sin, every situation is not about you. And you have to know how to rightly divide the word of truth and know when something is about you or something is just speaking in general. There's an old saying that says, if the shoe fits, wear it. But sometimes people get offended because they just have a guilty conscience because they don't have the right spirit, period. So we got to make sure that God, we ask God to purify our hearts and spirits so that when God wants to minister to us, we don't get a spirit of offense, that we receive the word of God, and no matter who he is using to give the word, that you open your heart and receive it. Why? Because it is the word of God. And we got to be careful about rejecting God. I mean, he's the one that's feeling left out, if you really want to be truthful. Amen. So sometimes we may alienate ourselves from others by our own mistakes and sins. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to isolate yourself. If you are going to isolate yourself, grab a hold of God. Cast your cares on God, for he cares for you. Proverbs 18:19, when we've offended someone, it can take real effort to win back their relationship or friendship. It says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. And like I said, when people talk to you all kinds of ways and they just talk to you and they get so comfortable, it's easy to get offended because they're like, man, this person don't know me. They're just making that. It comes offended because you feel judged all of a sudden. And judgment is, it will cause you to feel offended. And so a lot of times God will use the spirit of offense to protect you from whatever situation you're in. And a lot of times the spirit of offense, God is using as a protector, so you don't put your 100% into it, because he's putting up a red flag. A lot of times offense can be a red flag with God saying, well, no, you don't need to deal with that. That's not for you. You need to put that down. And because you can't handle it. You can't handle the friendship. You can't handle the connection. And he'll say, leave it alone. It's not for you. That's a distraction. So you got to know if your offense is from you being the problem, if your offense is from the devil stirring up the pot and trying to cause division, or if the offense is actually God throwing up a red flag and telling you, like, look, I'm showing you, a lot of times God are using offense to put a spiritual alert in your spirit. It's almost like an alarm system that'll go off in your spirit. But see, you got to develop a relationship with God and really, really tune into God for him to talk to you like that. I remember one time I was at a church, and the pastor, I started smelling an odor, like a sinful odor, it just smelled like trash in his pastor's office. And I'm like, Lord, what's going on? He said, sexual sins. He said, sin stinks in my nostril. And I was smelling a bad odor, and everybody else like, I don't smell nothing. And the Holy Spirit, when I walked outside, he told me exactly what I was smelling. So you can get to a place with God where he'll turn your discernment to natural senses. It won't just show up in your spirit. It'll show up in your natural senses. But you got to really seek after the face of God to really for him to sharpen your discernment. Your discernment is sharpened in the word of God. So the more we dive into the word of God, the more sharpened our discernment will become. Amen. This is good teaching. Sometimes let's go down. We're almost done with this broadcast, and it's good teaching, y'all. This is good information. This is good spiritual information, glory to God. One more point, and then we got to head out of here. Seek to be a friend, and you'll find friends. So seeking you shall find, and knock, and the door shall be open. So whatever you believe in God for friendship, whatever the case may be, amen, so you can have a partner. But if God don't send you nobody, gravitate to the Holy Spirit. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. So we don't have to lean to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways, and he'll direct our paths. God bless you all. This is your girl, Prophetess Rita Furlough. Glory to God. Tune in daily right here at GAB Radio.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Furlough. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go!